Miguelangelo is a Venezuelan-American singer-songwriter, multidisciplinary performing artist and countertenor, dancer, actor and painter. His work explores the intersections of his queer, Latino and immigrant identities using music, physical theater, dance, text and costume. As a theater creator, he has been awarded residencies to develop new works at MASMO CA, the Kimmel Center, the Miami Light Project and beyond. Latin XOXO, January 12th, 15th and 17th at Under the Radar Festival 2023 at Joe's Pub, is Miguelangelo's nonconforming and self-accepting rallying cry, a break from Latin lover clichés and his own Venezuelan father's gendered expectations. With indelible precision, weaving in and out of the audience, the artist connects past and present while unraveling the stereotypes that would otherwise constrain him. Latin XOXO was designed to immerse an audience in a highly personal story. It is an artful collage of theater, queer comedy, physical movement, and sumptuous song selections. The musical repertoire spans decades of pop hits, his own original compositions, and the Spanish boleros that defined his youth. These performances are part of the Joe's Pub Plus Under the Radar, in concert series. Latin, XOXO. January 12th, 15th, 17th, running time, 70 minutes. Conceived by Miguelangelo, Venezuela, U.S. Book by C. Julian Jimenez. Musical direction by Jamie Lozano. Directed by Adrian Alexander Alea. Additional credits can be found here. Performed in English and Spanish. Tickets are available here, by calling 212-967-7555, or in person at the Taub box office at the Public Theater, 425 Lafayette Street. All tickets are subject to facility and service fees. Press quotes. A Miguelangelo performance is guaranteed to entertain and enthrall. Broadway World. Miguelangelo exhilaratingly recalls the showmanship of Desi Arnaz and the performance art of Klaus Nomi, theater scene. Miguel was born to be on stage and delivers a performance with incredible honesty, humor, and flair. Angelo forces his audiences to think and feel, and ultimately connects with them in a way that leaves an indelible and remarkable imprint. The Broadway Blog. Under the Radar Plus Joe's Pub, in concert. Re-engineering the intersection of music and theater. This exciting series highlights the multidisciplinary music/theater hybrids emerging from this renowned venue's programming. These artists are exploring the intersection of music and theater to bring their unique stories to the stage. About Joe's Pub at the Public. Joe's Pub, a program of the Public Theater, was named for Public Theater founder Joseph Papp. Since it opened in 1998, Joe's Pub has played a vital role in the Public's mission of supporting artists at all stages of their careers with an intimate space to perform and develop new work. Joe's Pub presents the best in live music and performance nightly, continuing its commitment to diversity, production values, community, and artistic freedom. In addition to one-night-only concerts and multi-night engagements, Joe's Pub is home to the annual Habibi Festival, which hosts artists representing contemporary and traditional musics of the Swana, Southwest Asia/North Africa, region, and the Vanguard Award in Residency, a year-long curation series that celebrates the career and community of a prolific and influential artist, including Nona Hendrix, Judy Collins, Laurie Anderson, and Barbara Meyer Gustern. With its intimate atmosphere and superior acoustics, Joe's Pub presents over 700 shows featuring artists from all over the world and hosts over 100,000 audience members annually. Beyond public performances, Joe's Pub also leads artist development programs like New York Voices, a commissioning program that helps musicians develop new performance projects, and Joe's Pub Working Group, an artist-led development and collaboration cohort. Current commissioned artists include Daniel J. Watts and Nick Blamire, Liza Paul, and Bahia Watson, Sonny Jane, Vuyo Sadash, and Chris Patashall, and Treya Lamb. Joe's Pub is supported in part by an American Rescue Plan Act grant from the National Endowment for the Arts to support general operating expenses in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. About the Public Theater. The Public continues the work of its visionary founder Joe Papp as a civic institution engaging, both on stage and off, with some of the most important ideas and social issues of today. Conceived over 60 years ago as one of the nation's first nonprofit theaters, the Public has long operated on the principles that theater is an essential cultural force and that art and culture belong to everyone. Under the leadership of Artistic Director Oscar Eustace and Executive Director Patrick Willingham, the Public's wide breadth of programming includes an annual season of new work at its landmark home at Astor Place, Free Shakespeare in the Park at the Delacorte Theater in Central Park, the mobile unit touring throughout New York City's five boroughs, Public Forum, Under the Radar, Public Lab, Public Works, Public Shakespeare Initiative, and Joe's Pub. Since premiering Hair in 1967, The Public continues to create the canon of American theater and is currently represented on Broadway by the Tony Award-winning musical Hamilton by Lin-Manuel Miranda and the production of Ain't No Mo by Jordan E. Cooper. Their programs and productions can also be seen regionally across the country and around the world. The Public has received 60 Tony Awards, 184 Obie Awards, 56 Drama Desk Awards, 59 Lortel Awards, 34 Outer Critics Circle Awards, 13 New York Drama Critics Circle Awards, 62 Adelco Awards, 6 Antonio Awards, and 6 Pulitzer Prizes. The Public Theater stands in honor of the first inhabitants and our ancestors. We acknowledge the land on which the Public and its theaters stand, the original homeland of the Lenape people. We acknowledge the painful history of genocide and forced removal from this territory. We honor the generations of stewards and we pay our respects to the many diverse indigenous peoples still connected to this land. The Lew Esther T. Mertz Legacy Trust provides leadership support for the Public Theater's year-round activities. Special support for Under the Radar 2023 is provided by Distracted Globe Foundation, Factory International, and Arts Council England, Gary Lynch, and Kate Hall, Select Equity Group Foundation, and the W Trust. A full performance calendar can be found at publistheater.org. Public Theater, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. About Under the Radar Festival. Under the Radar Festival is considered one of the premier international theater festivals focused on new work. Under the Radar is heading into its 18th edition as a core part of the Public Theater's mission, giving a platform to voices not always heard in the American theater. UTR supports artists from around the country and the world who are redefining the act of making theater. UTR has introduced numerous artists who are now considered leaders in the field, such as Guillermo Calderon, Tanya L. Corey, Lola Arias, Terrell Alvin McCraney, Belarus Free Theater, Ahame Fule J. Oluo, Nature Theater of Oklahoma, 600 Highwaymen, and Elevator Repair Service, to name a few. The festival provides a wide lens on contemporary theater, richly distinct in terms of perspectives, aesthetics, and social practice and pointing to the future of the art form. In keeping with guidance from city, state, and federal officials, proof of vaccination against COVID-19 and the use of face masks are no longer mandated for entry into the public's theaters, restaurant, or the facility. This change in policy is effective immediately. The use of face masks is encouraged at all performances, but will only be required at Saturday and Sunday matinee performances, Tuesday evening performances, as well as Joseph Papp-free performances. These mask-required performances are to accommodate those who are immunocompromised or uncomfortable in an unmasked environment. Additionally, the use of face masks are no longer required in Joe's Pub, where food and drink will be available for purchase during performances. Patrons are strongly encouraged to wear a mask when not actively eating or drinking. For performances at UTR partner venues, patrons should refer to the respective websites for all health and safety policies. Learn more at Safe at the Public. Miguel Longcello, official site, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Linktree, YouTube.